produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You're listening to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett. This is Terry Wellness Coach Jackson, or Coach Terry, and I am so excited to be able to share with you all today, this evening, this morning, wherever you are around the world, about building up our immune system and taking care of our temple. Your wealth is truly your wellness. I want you to understand that your wealth is truly your wellness. And so I just want to just thank God right now for the breath of life, because you got up this morning. You got up and you were able to do something. You were able to serve others, to be a better individual and a better person, and to spread love and to be able to pray for one another, because that's what it's all about. God is truly about loving. As we talk about being in the middle of this pandemic now for quite some time, I want to really reference the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for you to prosper and you not to harm yourself, plans to give you a hope and a future. I want to really resonate on this. For I know the plans I have for you, which means God says, I've already written and laid the foundation of your plan. All you have to do is be still, listen, and be obedient and follow my plan. Because it's already, he says, for you to prosper and not to harm yourself. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I'm so grateful to God for that, that he prophesied and laid that foundation. We should absolutely have no worries. Now, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. So I want to talk about our health is our greatest wealth, because it truly is. And I want to ensure you that during this pandemic, we should be really focused on building up our immune system. And so I want to talk about our immune system, because our immune system is really an intricate, it's codependent, and it's a structure of your white blood cells, your antibodies, proteins, your organs, all in one. And some parts of the system act as literal barriers to protect you from bacteria. Right? So we need antioxidants in our body. Antioxidants fight off free radicals. Free radicals destroy our cells. And so we have to ensure that our immune system is built up so that we can fight off any type of disease, stress, and or viruses. Now, we know that viruses live inside of our body and they can lay dormant for quite some time. But once that immune system is suppressed, that disease or that virus can ignite. And so we have to be on the preventive side of wellness. We have to be able to take care of our temple and be obedient, just as we are obedient with waking up and thanking God for waking us up for another day, for praying, for paying our tithes, we have to care for this sacred temple that He has given us, for it is a part of Him. And so how do we stay away from the bacteria and preventing viruses from reaching organs like our brain or our heart? You all have heard me numerous times again share that heart disease is the number one killer. It is the number one killer. It is killing people every 36 seconds. Now, about 6 months ago, COVID was taking people out of here every 40 seconds. And so if you had a pre-existing condition, i.e. heart disease, i.e. obesity, i.e. high cholesterol, i.e. high blood pressure, then we had some issues if you were contracted with COVID. Some of our loved ones transitioned on with ventilators. Some of us transitioned on without ventilators from COVID. Did you have any of the pre-existing conditions that I have shared? For God says, I have the plans for you to prosper and be in good health, and plans for you to have a hope and a future. However, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. So we need to take care of our bodies, mind, soul, and spirit. Now in Jeremiah 16, he says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's spirit dwells in your midst? So why are we destroying our spirit? I really want to get into you today. I'm really going to go ahead and really make you be intentional about taking charge of your health. So let's talk about our water intake. Most of us know, and some do not, but we should be intaking 2/3 ounce for every pound of body weight that we are. That could be equivalent to a gallon or a little bit of over a gallon a day. Now, some of you may be saying, Coach T, or Terry Wellness Coach Jackson, or Coach Terry, however affectionately you want to call me, I can't do a gallon. Well, the first thing we're going to do is change our mindset, because you absolutely can. What you need to do, or what you should do, or what I recommend, is that we stop drinking the carbonated fluids. Carbonation softens your bones. I'm talking about your Coca-Colas, your Pepsis, your Sprites, your Mellow Yellows, your Colas. Nothing with carbonation. It softens your bones. Now, I've learned that from my naturopathic physician that I've been studying for years. But what I've also learned is that no wheat, no rye, no barley, no oats. No oats. Those of you who love oatmeal, no oats, Coach T. No oats. No oil in a bottle. That means some salad dressings. Now, I will have you know, I will not lie to you. Coach T does have some salad dressings, but I do make my own on occasion. Your vinegars are really good. Your sour cream mixed with your favorite spices is a great salad dressing. But if you have to have a salad dressing out of a bottle, which is consisted of oils, then do it in moderation. We shouldn't be pouring loads and loads of salad dressing over the salad. We should take our salad and dip it into a separate cup or bowl of the salad dressing as we enjoy our healthy bites of nourishment. Now, the other thing I want to share with you is that we must be getting our minerals and our vitamins into our body, right? We must be getting at least 90 vitamins and minerals into our body a day, right? My naturopathic physician calls it the mighty 90. But I'm going to tell you right now, 60 vitamins, 16 minerals, 20 amino acids, and 2 to 3 omega-3s, omega-6, omega-9s. Those are those healthy fats that's going to help us with our brain function and our heart function. And then there's our immune system to help us fight off any viruses or bacteria. You know, we have COVID out there right now, but we still have the flu and we still have other viruses that people do acquire. And I truly believe that is because we have a suppressed immune system. So let's talk about our immune system. Because 70% of your immune system is your gut. And you might have heard the term leaky gut. Well, I want to talk to you about busting your gut. Now, you can text the letter S, the number 4, and the letter S to 55469. That is my Sisters for Self-Care organization. And time and time again, I will put out a text message to all of you that I may be doing a coaching session and recommending a regimen to follow in order to bust the gut, in order to keep that gut clean. But as long as you are consuming wheat and rye and barley and oats, those things are going to clog up the gut. And it's going to prevent you from digesting properly, which is going to suppress your immune system. Now, those of you who don't eliminate at least twice a day, that means that your colon isn't clean and your gut isn't clean. Something's clogged in there. We need to ensure that we're running a well-oiled machine, which means that you may not be getting enough fiber, enough soluble fiber in your body. You may not be getting enough probiotic and definitely not enough enzymes in the intestines to help break down those undigested food particles. For we know, or you may not know, there are several undigested food particles that may lie in your system, and that is why you are gassy. That is why you are bloated, miserable, tired, feeling heavy. I'll tell you right now, if you have not eliminated at least twice a day, then you should be of concern about your digestive health. So when we talk about the immune system, we need your gut to be clean. It absolutely needs to be clean. So how do we clean the gut, Coach T? I've been told to take detoxes and drink teas and do enemas and soak in certain baths. I'm just going to tell you right now, clean up your diet. Or I should say, clean up your eating plan. Because as long as you consume the wheat, the rye, the barley, the oats, the oils, the fried foods, the saturated fats, and lots of sugars, you're going to increase your cholesterol. Your blood sugar is going to spike. And that is not being in a preventive posture to prevent dis-ease or disease. And so we have some important words that I want to talk to you guys about when you understand your immune system. The first one is pathogens. Now, pathogens are microbes that can infect the body and cause illness. That is why pathology is diseases. When you study pathology, you are studying the diseases of the body. So that is pathogens. They are microbes that can infect the body and cause illness. And then there's antigens. Antigens. These are proteins found on the surface of pathogens. Okay? And then there's antibodies. Antibodies. These are healthy proteins that can recognize and bind specific antigens so that they can break down and bust out any type of disease. So when an antibody recognizes the antigen of an invading pathogen, remember the pathogens are coming after the body, it binds itself to it tightly, say, hold up, you aren't going anywhere, you're stuck with me. And once attached, it's a beacon signaling other elements of the immune system to attack the invader. Attack. Attack. This is how we take care of repenting and reversing, right? Taking charge now of our health.
Whereas before, we weren't. We were going down a dark path. So I'll say it again. When an antibody recognizes the antigen of an invading pathogen, it binds itself to it tightly. And once attached to it as a beacon, it signals other elements of the immune system to attack the invader. And so how do we fight this COVID? Well, I'm here to tell you, and research has shown, in order to boost our immune system, we got to exercise. You got to get some type of physical activity. You have to get physical activity 3 to 5 times a week. Do something active for 30 minutes a day. Keep it moving, sisters. Okay? Keep it moving, sisters, is what you need to do. So that physical activity is recommended every single week, 3 to 5 times a week for at least 30 minutes, some type of moderate intensity, aerobic physical activity, you know, to get it done. You want to do some type of strength training or muscle training twice a week. And I just say get fit so that you're feeling better, you're breathing better, and you are stronger. When we do this consistently and we duplicate this over time, you start to build a temple of strength where you are now an empire. And so you have that armor of God all over you because you've been consistent in your prayers. You've been consistent in being obedient in physical activity. You're being consistent in a great eating plan, that anything that attacks the body will not form against you. No weapon. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Now, you can try some indoor activities, but I will tell you, the more indoors you are, the more you're inhaling maybe toxic chemicals that could be in the air because of the cleaning products that you use. And we'll talk about that in a minute. You all should really throw away anything that is toxic in the home. Your bleaches, your triglycerides, all of that needs to go. It needs to go. You need to convert your home to eco-friendly, non-toxic quality products that are better, safer, greener for you and your family so that you can breathe better. The worst thing you could do is do physical activity indoors and know that those chemicals are inside your home and you're inhaling them in your respiratory system. Now, my favorite thing to do for cardiovascular activity is dance. Dance, dance, dance. You know, everybody dance. Clap your hands, clap your hands. Dance to your favorite music. You could jump rope to music. You could do videos. There are a lot of coaches and trainers now that are doing live Zooms, you know, to work out, to really empower you to continue and finish the exercise. I know my Sisters for Self group, we are doing Sisters for Self Care. We are doing a Gut Buster Challenge. If you all want to participate in that Gut Buster Challenge, it is awesome. Coach Stefan Atkins, he does that for us for free as a Sister for Self-Care. You just have to fill out a waiver, and oh, do we take care of the temple. Yes, we do. So we bust that gut, and we recommend a soluble fiber, some deep immune enzymes, and a good zyme to take care of that gut. Now, those of you who like to do outside, I would recommend that better. Go walking, go biking. You can even dance outside on your front or your back porch. But I'm just saying, this is an opportunity for get in that vitamin D and that fresh air. You know, that's what you need. Now, vitamin D is one of those vitamins that we need to build up the immune system. So write that down. Now, muscular strength training is definitely needed. You all want to make sure you're doing that properly when you're lifting weight. So really consult a personal trainer who's certified and can show you the right way to do those muscle strengthening exercises. And then there's yoga, 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 or stretching, or Pilates, or deep breathing, or meditating. These are really good ways to really alleviate the mental and emotional strain or stresses that you may be enduring during COVID at this time. And so this is all about your health being your greatest wealth and living your best lifestyle. But you want to ensure that you're getting vitamin C. Vitamin C has antibodies which help fight against bacterial and infections. So you want to get that vitamin C, which I use something called Activate C. It's absolutely fantastic. It has 200 more milligrams of vitamin C than your emergency. It has 10 more milligrams of zinc than your emergency, and has 60% less sugar. And I will tell you, it is absolutely fantastic. And I feel great. Every single day I have the Activate C. But you can eat more oranges and grapefruits and broccoli and strawberries and red peppers and tomato juice to get that vitamin C. I've already spoke about vitamin D. Everybody should be taking vitamin D3. You'll find it also in salmon and mushrooms and fortified milk, cereals. And as much as I don't want to say it, you will find vitamin D in breads. But we kind of want to stay away from the gluten that clogs up the gut. Okay, so there are some gluten-free, I should say, breads that are out there. There's some cauliflower bread. There's several kinds. You can even order some, cauliflower bread online if you can't find it at a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's. But vitamin D fights off infection, and it really helps maintain strong bones. So as we start to get older, we'll start to shrink, and our bones start to get a little bit frail. And we want to make sure that we keep them strong. So vitamin D is definitely a great source. Your vitamin A, that's something that helps regulate the immune system as well. Your vitamin E, and then there's your zinc, because your zinc works as an antioxidant. Your vitamin E is an essential antioxidant. It fights off cell damage. So you might want to make sure you look into that. And then you want to make those healthy snacks worthwhile. I have a plethora of snacks. You just want to have a cup of almonds once a day. You want some chickpeas. You can toss them in a little bit of virgin olive oil and then season it. Chickpeas are good, or hummus. And just all types of different things that you can endure. Get a good night's rest. Make sure you're getting at least 8 hours of sleep a day so that you can really consume what the body needs to rest and endure and inhale and digest and absorb all of the nutrients that you've taken in for that 24-hour period or that day. So I'm excited that we've talked about our immune system, because I know our health is our greatest wealth. You're listening to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett. This is Terry Wellness Coach Jackson, Coach Terry, Coach T, on Your Wealth is Truly Your Wellness. I am truly looking forward to the next time we're able to fellowship together. And I'll just say this, I will leave you again with Jeremiah 29:11. It is my family's most favorite scripture. And God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." Will you be obedient? Will you follow God's plan that He has for you? I know He'll never fail you. I know He'll never fail you. But in between His promise and His provision, we are going to come against problems. Things may get worse before they get better, just like this pandemic. But I will tell you, God is not going to leave you powerless, helpless, or hopeless. All you have to do is believe. Ask Him to guide you in the right path. Be that light unto your path, and be that lamp unto your feet. Know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst. Be well, be wise, be wealthy, be great, all the best. Be well. Amen. And so it is.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA 1-347-850-8560. 1-800-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.